been waiting to find she could have been happier. Given the time, feed maker, he's mine. You give yourself to anybody who crossed that line, and it was never a question. He was growing for repair. You gave him love and affection, you couldn't keep him there. Get over regrets. You were sleeping with the angels. He was under the bed and the more skin that you shed, the more that the air in your throat will linger when you're calling your friend. And it was never a question. He was crowing for repair. You gave him love and affection, you couldn't keep him. Staring at a courtly lamb eating farmlands, the shadow of a man that you win. For a word from above, wouldn't you know? No answer ever did come, and it was never a question. You crowing for repair. You gave him love and affection. You couldn't keep him there. And it was never a question. You crawling for a bear. Oh, you give him love and affection. You couldn't keep him there.
I should also mention, we're going to, Michael Jackson, something kind of weird. My father-in-law is prosecuting him. Whenever the stuff comes up about the district attorney and how Michael Jackson goes, it's as if he doesn't like me. It's as if he thought I did something bad. Sorry. And they have to have a quote from someone else in the DA's office. That's usually my father-in-law. So someday, I'm hoping, he's so far been incredibly good about, you know, keeping things confidential and not breaking the code of trust, but I'm really looking forward to it. But it's all done. Once the trial starts, once it's all out in the open, I'm going to plumb his depths, see what he knows.
Windmills!
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You mean windmills?
Yeah.
Since you probably didn't get it. I like these little napkins. Really? Meet me at the cabana. You voted for Bush, what happened? I won't cry. This has helped me to hone my discussion capabilities, at least in a one-to-one basis. And apparently it's completely destroyed my ability to talk to large groups of people who have misunderstood me. Forget it. I'm trying to learn how not to get into arguments while discussing politics. It's possible. It's possible, at least if you come to the agreement that
someone has a gun.
I have to. The other person has to agree that I do not hate my country, that I absolutely love my country, and that I am trying to do what's best. They have to agree to that, and I have to agree. I have to basically agree that they're not stupid. No. That's what I have to get out of my head is that very language. And I have to realize that they're wanting what's best for the country, and they're going about it in a way that I don't understand at all, but they actually are. It's just getting back to, like, we're all actually trying to do what's best for everybody, I hope. The one thing I can't abide by is if the only question is my goddamn pocketbook, and that really pisses me off, because that's very short-sighted. It does! If the only thing you care about is your own pocketbook, because the worst thing for your pocketbook is the rest of the country going to have a handbasket. Whatever side you're on, it's just kind of bad. You know, the gap gets bigger, your own personal security gets worse and worse and worse the more people you have with that. So, that's all. As long as we both agree that both people on both sides, for the most part, are actually trying to do what's best, then things will get better, right?